Nesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches, 5 lines on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, Amar Rav Huna states, Taliyu V'zavin Zvini Zvini, that if Reuven forces Shimon to sell him something, then the sale would be a valid sale. And Rashbam explains, the Loshon Taliyu V'zavin, Mishad Talaway Say, if someone hangs someone, Ay Asla Yisurin, or he causes him great pain, at Shemacha V'kibra Adomim, until he sells him the item, and he accepts payment for that item, V'oyme Reitzani, and he also says that I want to sell this, then it would be a valid sale. And I named the Baal and Tesis on the Mem Chesam Lal, the Maschel Om Rabba, Hilchse Taliu Vizovin Zvini Zvini, Lav Dafka Noka Taliu, Ravun is not specified, it has to be physical force, Al Machbis Oinis Momin, that even will be Machbis Oinis Momin, or if he will be threatened in any other manner, and as long as ultimately Shimon gets paid for this item, then it would be a valid sale, and as Rashbam states, Zvini Zvini, Vilayuchal Achsabai, and Shimon would no longer be able to retract from this transaction. And the Gemara continues, My Taima, and the Gemara wants to understand the Svara of Huna, and the Gemara first tries to explain that Kol Mizabin Inish Ilav the Onis Loyavim Mizabin Vafilu Hachiz Vini Zvini. That just like we find Benigay a regular sale, that generally a person doesn't want to sell any of his items unless he's under pressure to do so and unless he needs the money. And certainly, even though there's an element of distress, then certainly the sale is a valid sale. And therefore, even in a case where Reuven actually physically forced Shimon or he mentally forced Shimon to sell him this item, then it would be a valid sale. And as Rashbam states, the Kol Mizabin Inish Reiv Chafetzim Akli Beisa V'Talisa Isha Adam Meicha Yilav Da Onis V'Dochik B'Moyis Loyav Mizabin Afilo Hachi Aviz Vini Zvini Bal Kochoi Afilo Gomer Makni Shalei Nitna Teru Chilp B'Mekka Chomemka Beid Var Matzrich Loyim Mochon. As when the Teru teaches us that there's a concept of kinyonim and there's a concept of transactions, so the Teru is not mechalik between those transactions which are relevant to things that a person requires and a person needs, and even so he sells it L'Dvarim She'in Tzrich Loy Al Kulu Kono Lekech, and all cases the lekech is koina v'hachinami afagav da inus moicha koina lekech hoil v'kibul damim afagav da legomu makne. And keep in mind, as Rashbam and the Rishonim point out, that this din of Rav Huna is specifically in the case of Talu v'zavin, where he sold something and he actually received money for this item. However, Rashbam states al matana le'av matana, that even Rav Huna agrees that if someone forces someone to give them a matana, then it would not be a val matana. They keep in the le'me kabo midi le'gomu makne, that certainly in a case where he didn't receive anything in return for that item, then certainly Shimon is not going to be Gomer Makni. And keep in mind that certainly this is the din lefi the Maskanas HaGemara, and as Rashbam states, Kedemucha Chakamon Namina Moide Shmuel Hechidi Av Zuzi. And the Gemara continued that how can you say that this is Pshat Rav Huna, the Dilma Shani Oinsed Nafshe Me Oinsed Achrini, that maybe the chil between a person that actually has forced because of his own reasons and because of his own circumstance that forced him to sell this item? And certainly in that case, as Rashbam states, Mutechach Mircha Fetzu Midaitoi, the Hosom Iklamema Gomer Makni, and certainly in that case we could say that Shimon was Gomer Makni because he needed the funds and he had to survive. However, quite possibly in the case of Rav Huna, where Reuven is forcing Shimon to sell him an item, maybe in that case we would not say it is a valid sale, as Shimon is not Gomer Makni, and therefore you can't say this is the reason for Rav Huna. And the Gemara continues, Elamid Tanya, that the basis for the din of Rav Huna is based on the following braisa, and we continue on Daf Mem Chesam Alav, and the braisa states, B'negei Nedarim, that if Reuven makes a neder to bring a carbon oil, then the Pasukin Vayikra teaches us in Oyla Kabona in Minaboka Zocha Tom Yakubenu, and Pesach Oyla Moy Yakub Isa Lurzain Lufne Hashem. And since the Pasuk could have stated in Oyla Kabona in Minaboka Zocha Tom Yakubenu, and Pesach Oyla Moy Lurzain Lufne Hashem, and didn't have to say these extra words of Yakub Isa, and therefore Melamed Shekhoifna Isa. So we see from here that Yakub Isa, that Bezin could force a person to bring the carbon that they promised to bring to the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara continues, Yocha Bal Kocha, you would think that you could force him even though it's mamish against his will. Therefore, the pasuk tells us that you have to desire to bring the carbon, and you have to willingly bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara is haketzad l'chayr, it seems to be a stira between the word Yaakov Reisa, which is mashber kaifin Reisai, and between the words l'rtzaynoi, which is mashber it can't be about kachay. And therefore, we learn out kaifin Reisai achiyemin reitzani, that we'd force a person to bring his carbon until he actually says, "I want to bring it." And l'maisa, as Rashbam points out, almo. So we see from here hechad the kaifin Reisai. That even though Bezdin physically forced Reuven to bring this carbon until the point that he said Reitzani, Karina Bela Reitzani, that's still considered that it's his Ratzain, the Gomer Beliba Lahakrib, and Reuven was Gomer Beliba in order to bring this carbon, and therefore the same din would apply, Benegeya sale, and Amar Reitzani, once Shimon says, I want to sell this to Reuven, Havizvini, it is a valid sale, the Gomer Beliba Lahakrib, as at that point it's considered Gemara Das that he wants to sell the item. And the Gemara continues that you can't bring a riot from the case of carbon oila, as Vidil Mashani Hassan, the Nichle Hevle Kapara, that over there in Chanami, once Bezdin forces him, then certainly Reuven is happy to bring the carbon as he knows he's going to get a Kapara, and therefore it's considered Tzainai. However, been a gay sale, maybe you don't say it, he's gone Beliboy, and maybe it would not be a valid sale. And as Rashbam says, that Hevle Kapara, since this pasuk is talking about a carbon oila, what type of kapara are we referring to? And I didn't taste it. Dilem Askel Yaakov Isai, where Tesis points out, but how to come and nichleid heavily kapara? Hainu mashin nado. That is referring to the fact that Reuven made a nedo. Shem lo yishalim nidroi. As Reuven knows that if he doesn't pay up his nedo, then avoyne yisa, then he will have an avera, and therefore he wants to bring this carbon. And Tesis continues that even though in the Medrash and Teres Kainim, as well as the Masechtas Zvachim and the Masechtas Yuma, the Gemara tells us that oila is mechapa chay ve'asei. Therefore, why can't I say that when the Gemara tells us nichleid heavily kapara, it's referring to a kapara on chay ve'asei? And Tesis explains how in Parakabed Zvachim, that the Gemara Masechtas Zvachim teaches us, in reality, an oila is a complete present, and it's only a very light kapara, and it causes that the issa is actually floating, but it's not a complete kapara. And therefore, when our Gemara states the nichleid heavily kapara, it must be on the potential avera he will have if he doesn't bring this carbon. And also, ayin at the beginning of the Tesis, where he points out that the Gemara Masechtas Baba Kama states, chay v'chatois v'ashom is in mashkin son, that we do not take a mashkin from someone when they are obligated to bring a chatzav v'ashomis, mashum the kivon kapara kasu loyboy mashkunei, and certainly he would want to bring his carbon in order to receive his kapara. If so, Tais is bothered that why do we force this person to bring his carbon? And Tais explains that dafka chatois v'ashomis shaboy zalchet loyboy mashkunei, and that Gemara is specifically talking about a carbon chatzis in Asham where it's coming because he did an avera, and therefore we don't have to take a mashkin, shiroitz shmoy zalchet yele kapara, as certainly a person wants to make sure that he receives a kapara for that chet. But over here, our Gemara is talking about a case of a carbon oila, and since, as we explained, it's not mamish mechaper, therefore, quite possibly, he won't bring this carbon, and that's why Bezdin will force him to bring the carbon. However, Ayin Rutvod explains that our Gemara could even be talking about a carbon chatas in Asham, and even though generally we do not force someone to bring a carbon chatas in Asham, however, we know that this person is very wealthy, then we would force him even to bring a carbon chatas of Asham. And then Rutvod states, that we could explain very simply that this pasuk of Yaakov Esai is talking about a person that was already mafresh the carbon and he just didn't bring it, and since he already was mafresh the carbon, so therefore there wouldn't be a difference if the person is wealthy or if he's not wealthy, and either way we will force him to bring that carbon because he doesn't have to pay any money and he was already mafresh the carbon. The Gemara continues, so what is the makar for the dinner of Huno that Tliu Vizavin Zvini Zvini? And the Gemara states Elmi Seifa, that the makar is from the Seifa for that brisa. The brisa continues and states that not only will force someone to bring a carbon, similarly regarding those people where the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubis on Daf Ayin Zayin teaches us that we force certain people to give their wife a get, as the Mishnah states, these are those people that we force them to give a get to their wife, and the Mishnah states the case of Mukashchin on Baal Polipus. Our brisa teaches us that then all those cases we would force the man to give a get, and even though the pasuk states v'nosim biyada, and he has to give it midaitai, and he has to have das when he gives it to her. However, once they force him and he says that he's willing to give her a get, then we consider it that he gave the get miratzain, and the same then applies to someone that is forced to sell an item. And once he says roitzani, then it's considered a sale, the gum believe lahaknais. Once again, the Gemara says that you can't bring me a raya from Gita Noshim, as Vizil Mashani Hassan, the mitzvah Shmoy Divir Chachamim, as over there, Benigay get Noshim, since the halach is that this person has to give a get, therefore there's a mitzvah to listen to Chachamim. So once we force a person, then even though his Yetzer was holding him back from doing this mitzvah and listening to the Chachamim, but once they force him to do this mitzvah and to give a get, and he says Reitzani, then it shows that his inner Ratzain is coming out, he's actually doing this Meiratzain. However, we can't bring a riot to the case of Rav Huna, as maybe by the case of Tluya Vizobin, we would not say Zvini Zvini. And finally, the Gemara explains that the reason why Rav Huna said that Tluya Vizobin Zvini Zvini, al Svaru, that's based on a Svara, Agav Ense Gomu Maknoi, and as Rashbam states, Hoyle Beikutati, that since we have two factors, number one is Yisurim, Umatan Mois, and Shimon received money for this item, the Lemafs immediately is not losing anything, therefore we say that he's gone Voliboy and he's Makna to Ruvain. It seems from the Rashbam that the only way that we say Tluya Vizavin Zvini Zvini is if Shimon receives a fair price for this item, and as he states, the Lemafs immediately is not losing anything. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Yoino and Daf Mem Chesan Beis that states, Vishamina Mehachli in Tlunu Vizavin, the Alpha Pishle Nosle Dom Kefishivu Yasoda, that even though he doesn't receive the actual value of the Sada, Kivin the Inay No Lakakois, Vitorius Mechabekach, Macher Kayim, therefore the Mecher would be Kayim. Ayin Tazidil Maskal as far. Sforu, the Agav Ointse Gomel Makne, the Taisis Eas Ben Taima, Kivinis Mesfari Yadin, the Agav Ointse Gomel Makne, and my Itzuk Kor, God the Carbon, Limbicht of the Kaifen Isai, then Lachari, why do we have the Baisa that teaches us Pedigay Carbon that we only know that you forced him based on the Pasuk of Yaakov Isai, if Lachari should be based on Sforu? And Taisis explains, Vish Loimad, he Lav Kor, Havamina, Afgat the Gomel Makne, Kivinate Misrata, Elidate Kriya Apostle, that if not for the Pasuk, then one might think that even though he might be Gomel Makne, but ultimately a Carbon needs more Das than just Gomel Makne, and has to be Rotzen Mamish, and therefore Kivin Deinu Misratza Ali Dekvia Pasul Lagabim Bzech Zevachu Shoyimu or Zevach Teivuhu Kamashmo and Shakarben Nersa, and therefore the pasuk teaches us Yaakov Oisa Lurutzayno Lufnei Hashem, that even though it was done by Kachoy, it was still considered Lurutzayno. Keep in mind, although the Rashbam of that Mimzayim and Beis stated that Misha Toloi Soy Osli Yisurin Achim Machav Vekibal Adam Vaim Reitzani, it seems Rav Huna requires that Shimon would have to say Reitzani. However, at the end of the Gemara, where we say that it's based on a Svara, then potentially there's no requirement to say Reitzani, and as Rashbam clearly states, there's only two requirements. Number one is the Asurin and Matan Domim, but he doesn't mention anything about saying Reitzani, and the only time there's a requirement to say Reitzani is Benegei Karbin or Benegei Get Isha, where the Torah specifically requires a higher level of Das. Keep in mind the famous Rambam in Hilchos Girushin in Perek Beis, Halacha Chof, where the Rambam mentions this concept of a person's Ratzon being held back by the Yetzirah, and then his inner Ratzon coming out by being forced. That is considered Ratzonai, and as we know, Ratzonenu lasis Ratzonecha. The Gemara continues that we just mentioned the Svara, and the Gemara now asks Moshe Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will now ask a question from Mishnah Maseches Gittin on that Peches on Beis, as the Mishnah states that even though we stated that Kofen Isas Yemi Ratzoni Get Amusu Yisrael Kasha, that if that get is forced by a bezin of Klal Yisrael, Reuven says Ratzani, then it will be a valid get, as a Jewish court has the ability to force someone to give a get. However, Ba'akum Puzzle, that if a non-Jewish court forces Reuven to give a get, then even though Reuven said Reitzani, it would not be a valid get. However, the Mishnah continues, Va'akum Chayfnei Say, Va'im Lo Yasei Mashi Yisrael Im Lecha, that even a non-Jewish court can force Reuven to give a get, as long as when they're forcing him to do so, they tell him that you should do so, based on the Jewish Rabbanim, that Paskin, that such a person has to give a get. The Ma'aseh of the Gemara's Havmin is that the reason why, if you force a get and you're in a Jewish court, it's kosher, is because it's mitzvah l'shmai dibur chachamim. However, if a non-Jewish court forces someone, then the get will be pasul, since he's not doing a mitzvah, as there's no mitzvah to listen to a non-Jewish court, and therefore Reuven will not be giving a get, and therefore will be a psul in the get, and the Gemara therefore asks Rav Huna, if the way that we just explained Rav Huna is correct, that there's a svara that agav ointze gomu makna, so over here also we should say that even though it's a non-Jewish court that's beating him up and forcing him to give a get, that ultimately he would be gomu magarish, and therefore why would it not be a get, and why does the Mishnah state get him also ba'akum is puzzle? And the Gemara answers that you can't ask me a question for the Mishnah Maseches Gittin, as her itma law that we learned lagabi that Mishnah that Omer Mishasher Mishasher explained v'atira afilu ba'akum kasha, really midiraisa, even if it's a non-Jewish court that forces Reuven to give a get, then it would be a valid get, as the svara of Huna is correct that agav ointze gomu magarish. However, matam omru ba'akum puzzle, and why is it that the Mishnah Maseches Gittin states that if someone is forced by a non-Jewish court, then the get would be puzzle? Is kadesh le teikol achas v'achas lechas v'toyla atzma biyad akum and mafkas atzma miyad baylo? The chacham were concerned that potentially a woman that is stuck in a bad marriage may want to get a get from her husband, and her husband is not going to want to give a get, and she will go and try to persuade a non-Jewish court or a non-Jewish person to force her husband to give a get, and she'll develop a relationship with him, and she'll potentially be mezana with him. And therefore, it is only based on that konz chachamim that a get amusu ba'akum is not a valid get. However, in a chinami, if someone is actually forced to sell an item, then certainly it's gomel makne, and therefore would be a valid sale. And ayin Rashbam dilo maskel hasam nami neimor agav ointze gomel megarish, and the Rashbam is bothered that l'chira, how could you compare the case of Gerishin to the case of Mekach HaMemka? In the case of Mekach HaMemka, Shimon is being paid for this item and he's not losing anything, and maybe that's why he's gomel makne. Masha'inkin by Gerishin, he's actually losing his wife, and maybe he would not want to divorce her, and maybe he would not be gomel megarish. And the Rashbam explains that l'maisa they're both the same. The l'maisa midi has been a gay get, he's also not losing anything. As since he knows that his wife hates him, and even without a get, she doesn't want to live with him. And therefore, this get is only coming to be matter to marry others. So Reuven is not losing anything. Therefore, the svara should still apply b'negayir gerishin, and we should state that agav ointze gomu megarish. The Rashbam explains when Rav Mishasha stated v'atira afilu ba'akum nami kasha, and get him usu ba'akum is only a psul drabanan. Zok Rashbam, pasul drabanan v'tzuchu get acher, and therefore she needs another get. However, because certainly since the get is really a valid get midraisa, so in pashto yada bekibul kedusha me'acha, tzricha get mizeh umizeh. So if prior to receiving a get from Reuven, Shimon goes and tries to be mekadosh Rachel, at least on the raisadik level, it will be a valid kedushin, and therefore Rachel would need a get both from Reuven and from Shimon. And keep in mind that although b'negei get a moshe ba'akum is generally possible, but the Mishnah stated ba'akum chayv neisa ba'imloy asay mashi yisol imelcha. Rashbam explains melam the anul akum shi'imloy asay mashi yisol imelcha. The hashdim nami mitzvah lishmoy de b'chachamim. As in this case, it would be a mitzvah lishmoy de b'chachamim. And in this scenario, the chacham did not make a gzera, and they considered it a valid get. And I in the last two lines of Tesa do a maskel get moshe b'yisol kasha v'hadam v'gitim lufneim v'loy lufnei akum. Gemara Maseches Gittin teaches us that the pasuk states elam mishpatim asher tasam lufneim, and we learn that lufneihem in front of a Jewish court and not in front of a non-Jewish court. And if so, how could you use a non-Jewish court at all? And Tesis explains kibun she isol pi dain yisol live hainu lufnei akum. When the Gemara refers to lufnei akum, hainu kashe isol nasa al pi dain akum ayin shom. And the Gemara continues. Master Rabbanuna asks a question from a Mishnah Maseches Gittin on daf nun hayim beis, and the Mishnah discusses the case of sekrikin, which refers to non-Jews that would force Jews to give their fields to them, and they would extort the Jews by telling them and threatening them that if they don't give them their fields, then they would kill them. And the Mishnah teaches us that if Reuven lost his field to a Sekrikin, and then Lachim a Sekrikin, then Shimon went and bought the field from the Sekrikin. The Chazav Lachim and Baal Bayis, not only did Shimon acquire the stud from the Sekrikin, but he even went back to Reuven, and he made acquisition from Reuven, and the din is Mechleh Batal, as we previously explained, that since Lemaisa, Reuven is scared of the Sekrikin, and he's scared that they will kill him, therefore, although he didn't really want to be makhlit to Shimon, but he was forced to do so as well, and therefore it's not considered a valid transaction. The Gemara asks, "Vamai, why do we say it's not a valid transaction?" Hasan nami neima l'chayr. In that case, we should also say the svar that we mentioned beforehand, that agav inse gomim makne l'maisa, even though Reuven was forced, but ultimately he actually was makhlit the sada to Shimon, so l'chayr it should be a valid transaction, and Shimon should have all rights to the sada, and l'chayr by the fact that the Mishnah stated mekhl batal, so we see against the svara and against Rav Huna, and the Gemara answers, "How it by law that l'maisa the Gemara Maseches Gittin states that amar Rav leshano el da amar lei lechazek b'kni al b'shtak kana." In the Chanami, Rav explains that the only time that we said that mechle batal is only the case where Shimon went to Reuven and he asked him for the sada. Reuven just told him lechazek b'kni, and he gave him the right to go and buy it and go and acquire it from the Sekrikin. Certainly, Reuven was scared and therefore he said lechazek b'kni, but he really wasn't government makne. However, in the Chanami, if Reuven would actually write a shtar to Shimon, then as Tesis explains, that Rav holds that it must be that if Reuven wrote his shtar to Shimon, then it must be that Shimon actually paid money to Reuven in order to acquire the sada, and therefore Shimon was cleaner. And as Tesis states, the Kasav Rav, the Lav, the Yav Zuzay, Loyav, the Ovid Shtar. However, the Gemara now is that works out very well according to the Shita of Rav. However, the Shmuel, the Amma, Apishtar, Nami, Loykana, according to Shmuel, that holds that even if Reuven wrote a shtar to Shimon, then it doesn't show that Reuven actually got paid any money, and therefore Shimon would not be cleaner this sada, Maik Lameima, but Lachir, according to Rav Huna, why don't we say that Agav Inse, Gomer Makne, and Ayn Ritva, who is, Vim Taimah, Menole, the Rav Huna, Isle de Shmuel, Lachir, what is bothering the Gemara if it's very possible that Rav Huna actually argues on Shmuel? And Ritva explains that in the Chanami, this is the Gemara's question, as Vieh Shlema, the Hachi Oma, Lame the Rav Huna, Lesle de Shmuel, that the Gemara is actually asking, let us say that Rav Huna doesn't hold like Shmuel, but Hilchus like Shmuel Bedini, and then we would have a stereo in the Psakim of the Gemara, as Lemaisa, we always pass like Shmuel by Dinim, and Benigia, Tlui Vizabin, we pass like Rav Huna, and therefore to be a stira. The Gemara responds, Moide Shmuel, Hechdi Avzuzei, that in the Chanami, even Shmuel agrees, if Shimon actually pays money to Reuven, then certainly even though originally Reuven was forced to sell to the Sekrikin, there would be a valid Mechira and a valid transaction, as certainly we hold, Tlui Vizabin, Zvini Zvini, that once you paid actual money for the property, then it would be a valid sale. And even Rav agrees that the only way that it would be a valid sale is only if Reuven received money. However, Rav holds that once we see that Reuven actually wrote a shtar to Shimon, then it must be that Reuven was paid, as if Reuven wasn't paid for the sada, that he wouldn't have written the shtar for Shimon. And Taisa points out that even Shmuel agrees with Rav that in the case where Reuven actually writes a deed with a guarantee or with a warranty, it certainly would be muchach that Reuven was paid, as otherwise Reuven wouldn't give a deed with a guarantee to Shimon. And let's keep in mind what the Gemara stated, Moed Shmuel, the Hechdi Av Leizuzei, that is actually teaching us that if the original Sekrikin actually paid money to Reuven, and that's how they forced him to give them the sada, so then it would be a valid mechira. And even in a case where the Sekrikin didn't give money to Reuven, but ultimately when Shimon bought the sada from the Sekrikin, he went to Reuven and he paid Reuven. Even Shmuel agrees that since he received money, that gomer makne, that certainly Reuven was gomer makne. Rashbam points out, Avu b'loy mois le gomer makne. However, Reuven never who receives any money, then he's not going to be gomer makni. The Rav Huna nami tluy v'zovin kama. However, certainly I have a tluy v'yov loyav matano. If someone forces Reuven to give them matano, then that would not be a valid matano. The Gemara continues. Although we saw the din on Daf Mem Zayin Beis that Rav Nachman said over the name of Rav Huna, that since a nigzal is always scared of a gazlin, therefore even if the gazlin brings edim or he brings a shtar that he actually bought the sada, that his raya is not considered raya. Rav Bibi was meisif onto that sugya. He explained that after Rav Nachman said over the din from Rav Huna, he explained that even though the gazlin would not have a right to this taka, but if the gazlin actually brings a shtar or he brings edim that he actually paid money for this kaka, then he would be able to get the money back from the nigzal. We have a raya that the gazlan actually paid money to the nigzal, and even though the gazlan actually gave money to the nigzal, we still say that it's not considered a dal mechira. And l'chayr, according to Rav Huna, why don't we say tluy v'zovin zvini zvini? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi remember who remember Rav Huna leisfirle that in a chenami this din that Rabbi brought from Nachman was only a member of Nachman said over from other amroyim. Nachman was not saying this over near Rav Huna, and in a chenami Rav Huna would be chiluk on his din, as Rav Huna would hold that if the gazlan actually has a raya and he brings either a shtar or he brings edim that he actually paid money for this kaka, then tluy v'zovin zvini zvini, and therefore the mechir would be valid. And in the chenami Rav Huna would be chiluk and would hold that kaka yeshloi. Then in that case, the gazlan would have a right to keep the kaka. As the last Rashbam on the Amud states, memruhu she'ayim m'shem achirim that Rav Nachman said is over in the name of other amroyim, be'in le mishnah le brisa, and this is not a mishnah le brisa, and therefore certainly Rav Huna could be chiluk on this din. We have Amar Rabbi Mishmed Avshei, and Rabbi would have said it over in his own name. Have Mahad Gemara Gavra Gabakurah Mispitmiya that the Gemara would have asked. How can he ask me a question for Rabbi if Rabbi is not Meira and in Chanam Rav Huna could be Chiluk on Rabbi and Rav Huna holds Tluy Vizavin Zvini Zvini. Potentially Rabbi could hold Tluy Vizavin Lav Zvini Zvini and Ayn Rabbeinu Geshem the Rabbi Memruhu Ve'ina Ika the Emel and Mishnah Vleibraisa Ki Im Member Ba'alma. Father the Gemara states Am Rava passing like Rav Huna Hilchas Tluy Vizavin Zvini Zvini that Rav Huna forces Shimon to sell him a field, either through physical force or by threatening him, and as long as Reuven actually pays Shimon, then it will be a valid sale and the transaction will be valid. And Rava continues that even though I passed on Rav Huna, however this din was only stated, El Bisad Estam, only in the case where Reuven went to Shimon and he forced Shimon to sell him a field, but he didn't specify which field, and Shimon had the ability to choose which field that he was going to give to Reuven. And as Rashbam states, the Kivin of Medaita Bira, Rosh Behan Bira, and certainly since Shimon was the one who chose which sada to give to Reuven, so certainly he gave him the worst field. And Goli Daitei she'ein chayshish b'kol kach b'gomer matnei, and therefore Shim was megal daitei that he really doesn't care so much. And ultimately Shim was gomer matnei. He actually sold this field to Reuven midaitei. And as Rava continues that af mem chesam beis al besado zuloi. However, if Reuven goes to Shimon and he forces Shimon to sell him a specific field, then in that case we would not say that Shimon is gomer matnei, as l'maisa Shimon didn't have any choice. However, Rava continues and qualifies the din they just stated that a besado zunami le'amarin, that even in the Geir case where Shimon actually forced Reuven to sell him a specific field, then we also did not say that's not considered a valid transaction, only in the case where Shimon didn't actually count out the money, as that shows they really didn't want to do this transaction, and therefore we were just taking the money balkochoi, but even in a case where Shimon actually sells a specific sada to Reuven and he counts out the money, then it would show that it was gomer makne, and therefore the transaction would be valid. Rava once again continues, and also the only time that we would say that's not considered a valid transaction is only if it was Sada Zu. It was Loya Atzizuze, he didn't count the money, and he was also not able to actually back out. Shimon had no way to push off Reuven, and therefore in that case it's quite possible that Shimon was not Gomer Makne. However, we know that Shimon really could have pushed off Reuven. For example, Shimon could have given an excuse and told Reuven that I want to sell to you, but I want to wait until tomorrow. Or he says to him, I want to wait until my wife comes, I want to be able to discuss with my wife. Or as Rashbam points out, or any other way that Shimon would have found an excuse to push off the sale, and Shimon didn't do so, then it shows that Shimon was gomer makne, and even if it's a case of sadazu and it was lo yatzizuze, it would still show that Shimon was gomer makne, and therefore it would be a valid sale. However, the Gemara states, v'hilchasa b'kulu d'hav zvini zvini, the halacha is not like Rava, and the halacha of Rav Huna of tluy v'zovin zvini zvini applies in all cases, and even if it would be a case where it was sadazu and Shimon didn't count his money, and Shimon didn't have any way to push off Reuven, then in all cases we would still say that since Lemaisa Shimon got paid, therefore it would be a valid transaction and the sale would be valid. And as the Gemara states, Vafilu b'sadazu, and the Gemara brings a rise to this point that even by a case of sadazu, it would be a valid transaction, as certainly in a case where Reuven wants to be Mekadosh Rachel, and therefore he intends only to be Mekadosh this woman, so she's considered like Sadazu, as he specifically wants to marry Rachel, and we know that the din is Tluy of Kaddish, Kedush of Kedushin, that Reuven is forcing Rachel to get married to him, and Lemaisa Reuven gave Rachel a Sharaputa, and she accepts a Sharaputa, then the din would be that she is Mekudeshes, and even though that's the case of Sadazu, we still see that's Mekudeshes. Therefore, clearly from this din, we see that even in the case of Sadazu, Tluy of Zavin Zvini Zvini, and even though we don't have a clear raya in the case of Loyatzi Zuze, or in the case of Loyavale Lishtimute, then in that case it would also be Zvini Zvini, but the svara is that we would also extend that, that in all cases the din is Tluy of Zavin Zvini Zvini. Ayin Rashbam, Dio Masal, Vechusel Bekulu, Havas Zvini Zvini, Bafilu Besadazu, he explains that even in the case of Loyatzi Zuze, he didn't count his money, Loyavale Lishtimute, and he wasn't able to push him off, even though Shimon was in his gomor, that we still say gomor makne or going to admiritzani, and specifically in a case where Shimon said that he wants to sell the sada to Reuven, ayin sham. And even though we explained the leyati zuzei where Shimon did not count his money, zok rabbeinu gashim shloy rots lived the kamois and toyzheinim lav, that Shimon didn't check if the money was good or not. Mashma the machmas kas loy ma'ayin the loy gomor makne, and it must be that the reason why he didn't count it is because he was so angry and really wasn't gomor makne. The gemara continues that even though we just stated that the din would be Tluy v'kodesh kedusha kedushin. However, Mar Bar Ashi states be'isha vade kedushin lohavu, that even though I agree with Rav Huna that Tluy v'zovin zvine zvine, and even in the case of Sadazu, however b'negei isha, it would not be a valid kedushin, as who asher shleikadin, as since Reuven did against the will of the Chachamim, as certainly the Chachamim did not want people to go and force someone to marry them, and therefore specifically b'negei kedushin lefikach asu imay shleikahigin, so he will also act with her husband shleikahigin. And therefore, although certainly on the Raisidic level it would be a valid Kedushin, as an Isha is considered like Sadazu, and the din should be that Tluy of a Kaddish Kedush of Kedushin. However, the Rabbanon were Misakin that we're not going to allow this Kedushin to go through, and they were Mafkiya this Kedushin for Reuven. The Gemara continues, Omle Ravina Ravashi. The Ravina said to Ravashi, Tainab to Kaddish Bekaspo, can certainly understand the mechanism that the Rabbanon used in order to Mafkiya Kedushin from Reuven, who was Mekaddish Rachel with Kasef, as the Maisa we noticed the din of Hefka Bezen Hefka. And the Rabbanon stated that the money that Reuven gave to Rachel, Beteris Kedushin, should be considered like a matana to Rachel, and therefore they were able to invalidate the Kedushin that Reuven did with Rachel. However, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, Kadosh Rabbi and Michael Neymar, what will happen in a case where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel using a method of Bia? As certainly over there, the Rabbanon can't say that this Bia didn't occur, as certainly the physical mice of Bia occurred, and therefore how were they able to be Mafkir this Kedushin? And the Gemara tells us, Omalei Rav Ashi responds to Ravina, Shavir Rabbanon Bilas Bilas Nos, that in a Chinami they can't change the fact that there was a bia, but the Rabbanon were actually able to say that this bia is considered a bia's nus and not considered a bia of kedushin. And Ayin Rashbam, Dima Masal, Tainus of Kodesh Bekaspo, Yechonon Chacham, Lafkia Kedushin, the Hefka Bezen Hefka Gari Mamin, Uchilu Kitcha, Begezel Vachamas, Damio, the Lehav Kedushin, Ava Kodesh Bebia, Shasim Maisa, Begufa, Hech Yom Chacham, Shloite Bia, Hare Balkochinu, Bia Hi, Ayin Shom. And Ayin Rashbam, who brings down another pshat of the Gemara's point of Tainus of Kodesh Bekaspo, Kodesh Bebia, Michael Mema, and Rashbam brings a Shita that Kedusha Kesef is only Rabbanon, and Heim Amru Vehim Amru, and therefore it's possible that Rabbanon will say that we don't allow Kedusha Kesef to work in this scenario, or Kedusha Nivreim Yichon La'akar, Ava Kaj Bavia, Dav Kedusha Duraisa, Mike Lemema, as certainly they can't be Oika, a Kedusha Duraisa. However, the Rashbam states that this Pshat is a Tois, certainly since we learned the din of Kedusha Kesef from Xer Shav of Kicha Kicha, and Xer Shav is one of the Yigimu Mid, the Shatari Nijeshben, then certainly has a din Duraisa, and therefore certainly this can't be the Gemara's question. And I intends to deal maskal tenech the kaddish bekaspa. Tais is bothered as to why our Gemara doesn't use the lashon that's used in Masechtas Yevamos of called mekaddish adak rabbanim mekaddish, and over here the Gemara doesn't bring down that lashon. Tais explains mishum dehocha over perik beishamai, as over here as well as in perik beishamai Masechtas Yevamos like kiddush adak rabbanon kidkama who also shleikargin, as over here in Chanami when Reuven was mekaddish Rachel he did so against the will of rabbanon. Therefore Reuven was actually not mekaddish adak rabbanon, and that's why the Gemara did not use this lashon. However, in the Gemara Masechtas Ksubis on Daf Gimel and in Masechtas Gittin, where the Gemara does use this lashon, we were talking about a scenario where he actually was mekadosh this woman properly, and even so, wasn't a valid kedushin, and Rabbanon was mafkir kedushin, and that's why specifically in those Gemaras we use the lashon of kol mekadosh adai to Rabbanon mekadosh. And Ayin in the Rashbam, 5 lines from where it gets wide, uvemokum achem mefarish to kol mekadosh adai to Rabbanon mekadosh kedas meishvi yisrael, that any time someone's mekadosh a woman, he's mekadosh her kedas meishvi yisrael. As he says, Bish of Yisrael, Rabbanan Omer Loyle have a Kedushin, and Nimsish like Kitchazer, Shari Bidas Chacham, Talav Him in Chafetzim, the Kedushin Alolu, the Fidu Ashbam, it's Mashma, that in Chanami, there is no chil between our Gemara and the Gemara Mesechthus Ksubis and the Gemara Mesechthus Gittin, Ayin Sham. Taisa continues and is bothered that how could the Gemara ask, Kaddish Babi, Michael Mema, if Lachir we know that Yesh Kerch Biachacham, Lakadar Menatera, and Taisa explains that the only time that we say that Klal is only where they're not going to cause someone to do an Avera. However, the Gemara is bothered, Vichyasu Chacham, Biyasa, Bias Avera, and the Gemara answers, Umishani, in Vadish, Aviva, Biyasa, Bias Nos, that in Chanami, the Rabbanim will say that his Bia will be a Bias Nos. And keep in mind, it is a Machlekes Rishonim, if you could force someone to be Makadish a woman or not, and the Rambam holds you could force a man to be Makadish a woman. Other Rishonim hold that even though Tluy Vizovin's Vini is Vini, that you could force someone to sell something, but there is no din that you could force someone to buy something, and therefore you can't force a man to be Makadish a woman. The Gemara continues, Tavi, Talu Pape, Akinra Vizovin, that Tavi, who was a very tough man and a very strong person, he actually hung a Pape on a tree called a Kinra in order to force him to sell him his field. And Rashbam brings a second shot that Tavi actually hung a Pape in order to force Pape to sell him a tree called a Kinra. And ultimately, in either case, Pape went and sold him this field or sold him this Kinra, and Tavi paid money to Pape. And the Maisa generally, the din would be that Tluy Vizovin is Vini is Vini. However, in this case, prior to Pape actually going through the transaction, he actually went over to Rabbi Baba Chana as well as to another aide, and he actually was Moshe Mador, and he told me, you know, I'm about to make this transaction with Tavi, and I'm being forced to sell this property, and really, even though I'm being paid, I don't want to actually go through the transaction. And Chosim Rabbi Baba Chana Mador Vashkalto, and Rabbi Baba Chana as well as another person signed and executed the Shtar Mador, and he also was one of the signatories on the Shtar that was the Shtar Mecha. The Gemara tells us, Rav Huna tells us, Man the Chosim Mador Shape Chosim, that Rabbi Baba Chana as well as this other aide that signed the Shtar Mador properly signed on the Shtar Mador, Man the Chosim Ashkalto Shape Chosim, and Rabbi Baba Chana as well as the other aide that signed the Shtar Mecha signed properly on that Shtar. And this point, the Gemara's Havmin is that Rav Huna stated that both the Shtar Mador and the Shtar Mecha were valid stories and are valid documents, and the Gemara therefore asks, Manoshach, Imoidor lo Yashkalto, if the Shtar Mador is actually a valid Shtar, then the Shtar Mechir is not a valid Shtar, the Yashkalto, and the Shtar Mecha is a valid Shtar, lo Imoidor, and then the Mador is not a valid Mador. The Gemara responds, Hachikama, this is what Rav Huna meant to say, that he loved Mador, if not for the fact that Papi actually gave him Mador, and he had Rabbi Baba Chana and this other aide actually sign on a Shtar Mador, the man the Chosim Ashkalto, Shape Chosim, then the Shtar Mechir would be a valid Shtar Mechir, and even though it was a case of Tluy Vizovin, as Tavi forced Papi to sell him this field, or to sell him this tree, but it would still be a valid transaction, as Rav Huna Tamei, as Rav Huna's Golan Shitasai, the Rav Huna Tluy Vizovin Zvini Zvini, and as we previously learned, that Rav Huna holds that Tluy Vizovin is Zvini Zvini, as long as Tavi actually made a payment to Papi, then if there wouldn't have been a Meidah, then the transaction would have been a valid transaction. Rashbam points out in Dibur Maaser Rav Huna Tamei, Mahoch Shaminan, that from here we see that Kasevina Meidah Zvini, Afilu B'Tluy Vizovin, that even in the case of Tluy Vizovin, that it is possible to actually give a Meidah, and it would be a valid Meidah, and it would actually be Mevatel, the transaction, and the like Karavan is not like Rav Da Amalel, like Kasevina Meidah Zvini, could appreciate the Perkel El, and as Rashbam already explained, Alehecha Da Onis, Kamaisa Da Padesa, and the only time that a Meidah works is only in the case of an Onis, like the Maisa Da Pades, Hochazin and Uvda, Afilu B'Tluy Vizovin, the Kasevina Meidah, and in our case we saw Rav Huna Paskin, that even in the case of Tluy Vizovin, which generally the din would be that Zvini Zvini, that even so, if a Meidah was given prior to the transaction being consummated, then the Meidah would actually be mevatel the transaction. And the Rashbam continues that it's clear that we don't pass like Rava, who said this on Daf Mem Beis, since in our Sugya on Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara stated, Om Rava Hilchasa Tluy Vizovin Zvini Zvini, Vole Amarno Bestod Stam, Amu Bestod Zuloi, and then the Gemara actually said that we don't pass like Rava, and we stated, Hilchasa Bekul Dav Zvini Zvini, Bafil Bestod Zu, and the Maisa, this Gemara comes after that previous Gemara, and our Gemara is actually telling us that we don't pass like the din of Rava that he stated in Daf Mem, and we pass that even in the case of Tluy Vizovin, the din would still be that if the Meicha actually gives a Meidah, and they actually write a Shtar Meidah, certainly the Meidah would be mevatel the transaction, and we will stop over here.